It's fine. Nothing much. I mean, things did happen, but nothing really super story driven happened.
Oh, so they still haven't ran into each other yet?
No, they have.
But I know Kenshi got beat up. He like strangled him and then started smacking him on the rocks.
Yeah. I'm sure if I tell you, it wouldn't be that surprising. Like, they meet up, they fight. But yeah, let me just, I already started it. It's Week in Weebs, episode 55, December 13, 2023. I'm Alonzo here, my co-host Jason. How are you feeling today?
Feeling great, man.
Okay.
Feeling so awesome.
So am I. So, I'm gonna just go ahead and get started. How'd you feel about Todo showing up in this episode?
Oh yeah, that was dope. I thought it was great. He's like one of my favorite characters, so
he's also one of my favorites. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was good. He got his Black Flash off, his very first one.
Yeah, I was surprised that was his first one.
Because he taught Yuji how to do it, even though he's never done it.
Yeah, and he's like one of the best ones. Like, he's like the closest student to special grade out of all of them. I feel like he's the best student.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that was only his first time doing it. That's another thing. I wonder why, like, this generation of students has, like, I don't know, they seem a lot weaker than Gojo's class. People? Well, I guess
you think so?
We don't really know that many people in Gojo's class.
The only people we know in Gojo's class is Gojo, Geto,
Shoko.
The girl with the axe. Is that Shoko?
Well, Mei Mei. Shoko's the healer, the girl.
Oh, yeah, the healer, and she's not really strong. She's just really good at using curse energy to heal people.
Yeah. They have Nanami.
Yeah, Nanami. And,
I mean, that's two that's special grades and two grade ones.
Wait, who's wait, two special grades?
Gojo and Geto.
Geto was special grade? He was considered special grade?
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, he was special. They were two special grades. Gojo and Geto were special. And now Nanami and Mei Mei are grade one.
Okay. I mean, Yuji's what? Yuji's special grade.
Nah, he's not special grade. He's like grade two or three.
Yuji?
Yeah. In ranking, yeah. They just haven't updated him. Remember, they were trying to.
He's special
Todo
grade.
Todo was trying to recommend him.
Yeah, but he's considered because he has, you know, what's his name? Sukuna in him.
He's not special grade.
He is special grade. Having Sukuna in your body
special grade
makes you special grade.
Okay, let me put this in perspective. Because special grade, just because he has Sukuna's
powers, yes, and Sukuna takes over, he's special grade.
But that's Sukuna, that's not Yuji.
I mean, it is Yuji.
It's not Yuji at all.
Okay, well, Sukuna. Well, you got Yuta's special grade.
Yes, for sure.
And then
he's in Africa, so.
Yeah, but he's still in his class. That's like his. That's
yeah. That's true. That's true.
So he's special grade. Todo is first grade.
Yeah.
And then somebody else is also first grade.
I don't know if Inamaki is first grade or not. The voice Jujutsu guy.
Mm-hmm.
He might be grade one. I don't know. But those, like, I feel like Todo and him are like the best grade ones.
I mean, there's only two grade ones.
Or the
ones.
Best
I don't
students.
Know. I feel like that's not a fair
the best students,
assessment to say they're weaker.
I think they are generally weaker. They don't have any special grades. That's one thing. And then everyone else is like grade two, grade three.
I don't know. I mean, we only seen four people in their class.
That's
from
true.
The older class. So, I mean, and then the other dude got killed. Like, they probably got people that's died who weren't high, you know.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah, I'm not saying they were
like,
all
I'm tired of seeing people
powerhouses.
Die. Yeah, I know, but you're saying they're stronger. But I don't think that's a fair assessment to make right now.
I guess so, like, because we haven't seen
it's really just up. Gojo. Gojo is really just carrying, to be honest.
Geto was also special grade.
Yeah, but he died to Yuta,
who was another special grade.
Yeah, but you're saying that their class is stronger, but somebody from Yuji's time beat that dude pretty easily too, if we being honest.
Okay, yes. But we're talking about two gods. Like, Gojo and Yuta are gods. Yuta is like the Gojo of this class.
I don't know about that.
Who else would it be? Who else is like Gojo in this class?
There is no Gojo in that class. Gojo is Gojo, one of one.
Okay, you know, yes. Like, but when we're saying like just like dominantly the best is Yuta.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, like, that's no one is touching Yuta. If Megumi can, you know, ever figure out how to subdue that thing or make it submit, then he'll be special grade easily.
I mean, yeah, but he's not even there. He's not even close to there.
Yeah, but they have potential.
Yeah.
It's just the fact potential. That they have the current situation doesn't let them grow. You got to remember, they're only in year two.
That's true. It is a lot more threats now like, than way at that more time. Threats.
They haven't even been able to, you know, really train and just get into, you know, learning. All their learning is in combat.
That's true. That's very true. I think Mekamaru could have been.
Mekamaru was, yeah, he was basically special grade. Mekamaru was near special grade. Freaking Geto said it. Fake Geto said it.
Yeah, he was.
His cursed energy alone was special grade.
Yeah. So, okay. I give you that. They didn't have enough time. That's two special grades
right there.
He's not special grade. Mekamaru was not special grade.
Bro, yes. Yes, he was.
He didn't. He was definitely not on par with Mahito.
Bruh. He just got his body.
He was barely even in competition with Mahito.
Barely is I can't say barely. He was giving him a run for his money. He just didn't know he could cancel his domain like that.
True. Yeah.
Because he put all his chips on that final attack, thinking that he wouldn't be able to, like, you know, open it. Because if you kill somebody in their domain, then you win. But he, like, didn't fully close it.
But, like, think about this, dude. This dude is basically Batman with prep time in that fight. He'd seen everything that Mahito had ever done. He had, like, 18 years of cursed energy. And he still lost.
Yeah, but he could have utilized that better. He was saving some of it to, you remember? Because he's like, I'm going to have to fight Geto too if I beat this guy. So, like, if it was 1v1, he probably would have won. Like, if he didn't have to worry about Geto, he could have used all his, you know, curse energy every single year on Mahito, he would have won. I think.
And I also have an issue with ranking people based on super rare occurrences. Like, it's he's not going to have 18 years of cursed energy ever again.
Yeah, but so he still has his heavenly pack, which, you know, his is crazy because his body was completely, like, he couldn't do anything. Yeah. So his cursed energy was so crazy. But then he got his body back and he still maintained the ability to use all that cursed energy. So, like, given time, he would have been special grade. If he was able to keep his, you know, his regular body, because now he can move around, he can actually learn combat and fight, and he can also utilize his mechs and his, you know, his robots and stuff. But this is like us, you know, predicting stuff. So yeah, yes. Okay, he wasn't
a whole lot
grade.
Of potential.
Yeah,
but like he never got to do it because he just died.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about the girl crying on the train because he died?
The girl crying on the train.
Remember the blue hair girl who he had a crush on?
Oh, yeah. What was it, like Mui?
It's like
something
Miwa.
Like that.
I think it's like
Miwa.
M-I-W-A.
I mean, they were like basically in a relationship, even though both of them weren't. Like, they both liked each other a lot, but neither one of them were like, yeah, let's just, you know, be a thing. But it was like, it seemed like it was sub, you know, underlying, you know. You know what I'm talking about. Like, you had those group of people where, you know, two people who are always together. They're not in a relationship, but they're basically in a relationship. Nobody has, like, said anything yet. That's basically they
both
what
low key like each other, but
are
not taking that step.
Yeah, and they both were about to take the step, which is crazy. But then, you know, he ended up dying because literally when she was talking to him on the bench prior to him fighting Mojito, and he was in his mech, and he was like, "I'm kind of tired. I'm gonna go to sleep." And she was like, "Oh, I have something to tell." Or she was like, "I want to actually come see you in person." But he was like asleep. His mech was asleep.
Yeah,
he had just died, and then he was like, "All right, I got my body now. Now I can finally go see her. But I gotta, you know, I gotta beat these guys first, and then get to Gojo, and then you know." So, I mean, this sucks. Her crying is fine. I mean, I get it.
Oh no, I get it.
The rest of the team was like, "Were we that trash? Like, he didn't think that highly of it." I'm like, "Yes, you guys would have fucking died. Like, every single one of you would have died."
But that's what I'm saying, bro. They're not them. Like,
but like, you're naming four people out of all. Like, you're saying Gojo, Geto, who lost to Yuta, and then you're saying Nanami. What's the other girl? Mei, and then we got the blonde hair girl too. But she's not even in their class because she was older than Gojo and Geto. So that's four people, and one of them lost to somebody in. You know, Yuji's time.
I'm just saying, I think those four people could take this entire class.
Take away Gojo. I don't know.
Why would you take away Gojo? He's part of the class.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing that's making it. That's what I'm saying. But he's the greatest sorcerer. Like, basically the greatest sorcerer ever, bro. Like, what the heck? That's the only reason. That's the outlier. He's the outlier. Because Yuta already beat Geto. And if Yuta can beat Geto, that means he can beat Mei Mei and, you know, Nanami.
Yeah.
But Gojo can just beat everybody. It's really just Gojo that's making.
But, like, do you think Gojo could beat the whole class by himself?
Yes.
Like, Yuta involved?
Easily.
Yuta also?
Yuta, yes. Yes.
I feel they give him. They at least give
him. You think they give him a run for his money?
I think they give him a run for their money, at least
bro,
a little bit.
Bro, if he's not trying to save anybody's life and he's just going full, I'm going to kill you. I don't think they're.
Okay. I was thinking more like a training exercise or something.
Oh, like a training exercise? Okay, they might. Yeah, they might. Yeah, give him a run for it.
But who was on that train? It was the witch girl, the blood guy, Udahime.
What's her name, sister?
Oh yeah, and what's her name? Mai, with the guns.
And then
and they
the
were
teacher.
Upset.
Yeah. They're like, dang, why didn't he let us know? Did he think this lowly of us? And we could have, and they were like, we would have helped him. And then he was like, I was weak. I didn't plan this out good enough. Which he really didn't. Like, he didn't plan this out at all. Like, yeah, you're getting your body back. But, you know, you could have definitely let the rest of the, like, the school know, like, hey, you know, they're trying to do a deal with me. And, it's probably because he made the pact. The pact was probably like, you can't tell them. And if you tell them, then, you know, something will happen.
Right.
Because he was like, I can't do something until I get my body back or we complete the pact. Because he was like, I'll provide you the information, but you have to revert my body.
And I don't think that any of those characters being there would have changed anything.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But I'm saying, like, prior to all of it, if he would have gave them the heads up, like, hey, you know, they're trying to cut me this deal. You know what I'm saying? Because he easily could have snuck that to them. Like, he had all those robots.
Yeah, maybe, like, before the deal was made, if that was a possibility. I don't know if you cut out or just not talking. Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, dang. Did my voice just cut out midway?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, I was saying, they probably would have just killed him since they knew where he was at. Because how else would they make the deal? Unless they made the deal with his robot and then he told him his location. I'm not going to lie. Either way it goes, he could have simultaneously told somebody this deal is going on because he can control multiple robots at once. So if we're being honest, this was bad writing by Gigi. Is that his name?
I think it's Gay.
Gay? That is bad writing. Like, he can literally control multiple robots. He could have one robot talking to Mojito and Geto, and then the other robot relaying the information to his teacher or somebody other, some other student, or Gojo himself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think part of it, maybe he didn't want to tell them because they probably wouldn't have been down for that.
Yeah, but
like he wanted to do it without anyone knowing and then reap the benefits and then also get saved.
Yeah,
I think that's where he
his plan
up.
Was to go to Gojo after and tell him everything anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like he could have did both at the same time.
Like he took
because they don't have tabs on all his robots.
They don't have tab on any of those robots, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they can, he can literally, and they're saying the distance of which he can control them is like the size of the whole country.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. That was bad. I didn't even think about that like that. That's low key. Obviously, it's for the plot to move the plot forward, but that was. I don't know. That's kind of a bad. Now that I think about it, that's really a. It's really kind of dumb.
I think it was just like trying to eat you, trying to. What's the phrase? Something cake and eat it too. I don't know. Like he, I
have
feel
your
he was
cake and eat it too.
Yeah, have your cake and eat it too. Like he was trying to do something that he knew the Jujutsu sorcerers wouldn't like, but also. Them have his back in the end when it's all over. And he couldn't do, you know, he couldn't have them in on the plan because they probably would have never even been like,
let it go all the way through.
Do a pact with curses.
Yeah. But I mean, once you make a pact, you have to follow through. If someone doesn't follow through on the pact, or the person that doesn't, you know, complete their end, something extremely bad will happen. Niggas don't know what that is. Like, they literally don't know. They haven't and I think it also depends on the circumstances of the pack. Like the more extreme the punishment. So changing his whole body is like, you know, that's a super big thing, because he was like, I don't know what kind of consequences it'll happen if you don't, because Mihito was like, I'm not going to give you your body back, and Geto was like, I'm not sure you want to do that, because if you don't give him your body back, you know, I don't know what'll happen to you if you don't, right. You know, go through with this pack. So
Okay. They
should have fleshed out, they should have told us more details about the pack, exactly what it said, because if it was like you cannot tell anybody, I think it was that, like you cannot tell anybody or something like that until date.
It was some kind of NDA, I'm sure. Who is the Toto to your Yuji
in real life?
Yeah.
In real life. I don't have one.
You don't have a Toto?
Nah, I don't got a Toto. I don't have a best of friend.
Nobody hype you up, pick you up when you're down?
Nah, I don't got a Toto.
Well, you could be my Toto.
Alright, man, I guess.
Yeah, I'd say my Toto's probably like Mariah or something. Or like one of my friends, or like Kira or Danny or something. I think that's all I got for JJK this week. It was good animation.
Oh, they all going to 120%.
Yeah.
Next episode.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm glad Yuji got picked up. I'm also glad that
we were extremely wrong in our prediction. Extremely wrong. We were like, you know, if he sees her, he might turn up. But no, that did not do that.
You turned down.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, that's kind of crazy. Like, what the heck, bro?
I love a struggler. As a fan of Berserk.
Really?
Yeah, I love a struggling character. I think it's pretty interesting.
I mean, it's just like, dang, of all the things you could do in this moment, you're just gonna pout and whine and say it's over.
And curl into a ball.
And just die. I don't know, man. That's very, I don't know. Not a character trait I want to see.
Well, I mean, I feel like a lot of people would do that. A lot of people would also turn up. I mean, it just depends on the type of person you are.
It's like, all right, bro, I gotta lock in for real. Like, I gotta, bro. Man, they done killed my mans. And they killed her too, and they killed my other mans. All right, we just gonna have to turn up, man. Like, at this moment, I gotta lock in, like 200%, bro. Because if I don't, who gonna do it? And you gotta think, he was about to die. He literally was about to die, bro.
Yeah.
If Toto didn't show up, he was dead.
He was depressed.
Yeah, bro, ain't no time to be depressed. No time to be depressed. You can be depressed after the fact.
Lost his mentor, lost one of his best friends, tons of people died, Gojo's locked away. It's looking pretty bleak here. Already lost once earlier to a weaker person.
Yeah.
It's not looking too good.
Die on your sword, bro. If you're going to die, die on your sword. Don't just surrender.
I get it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was realistic. And then he had someone pick him up, so. Power of friendship.
But literally, Toto told him basically what I'm saying, like, bruh. Like,
yeah, if you just sit here. Spiel.
He was like, if you just sit here and you know, you're basically doing your comrades a disservice, and their deaths is really meaning nothing because you're not even trying to finish what they started.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Sometimes you need that. You need a Toto sometimes.
Should have told him, man, stop being a bitch. Oh my god, man.
But I mean, nah, he slapped him last season.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, though. Like, I understand. I can see, you know, someone feeling that way. But I just feel like in this moment, it's kind of crazy.
My man was done. Feeling super guilty about himself. I get it. But yeah, I'm done with this one. And also the healer guy.
Oh yeah, his power is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Even though it's like, you can still get hurt, but it stops your wound from getting worse. But it's like, all right, let's say if you do that to me when I'm not injured. And I, you know, like, I ain't gonna lie, it's kind of not really good. It's good, but it's not good. It's like he removes status effects. Like, let's say if somebody, this is like in a video game. I'm using this example, not like in JJK. But let's say you were fighting somebody and they got like fire, and you take fire damage. Like if they hit you, you take fire damage on top of the damage they already gave you. It's as if he stops the fire damage. So you just get the initial damage, and then there's nothing else, and the fire doesn't injure you more. That's what it feels like, but you can still get hurt.
I feel like it, in actual fighting, it has less like use than like Nobara.
Yeah, but if you're like done fighting and you still have lingering wounds, I could see the, you know, definitely could see the benefit. But yeah, in combat, it's kind of useless.
Yeah. Okay. How do you feel about Undead in Space Invasion?
That was good. Undead's getting really good. Like, once they, you know, like, the lore itself is great. I kind of already told you the parts I didn't like about the show, and they've gotten away from that a decent amount. It's not as bad. But the book, Apocalypse, is awesome. We also find out, you know, there's only what they said, 22 slots or 100 and what was it, 101?
101. Yeah.
Yeah, and once 101 reaches, then Ragnarok happens, which is basically, you know, just the world, everything resets. It's basically the apocalypse. And then everything just resets. It was so ironic too. Like, I texted you, I was like, dang, we were just talking about what if aliens.
I was thinking the same exact thing when we were watching.
I'm like, what is this? Like, what's the odds of this? And they came down, they were like, hey, we're going to use your planet, we're going to turn you into slaves and make you work for us and, you
exactly
know, give us your resources. And he was like, you guys can say yes to it, or we'll just slaughter you all and take over the planet ourselves.
See, this is, we would need a person like her so that we could stand up against the aliens. Like, they literally just came down, they were like, yeah, like, we are just so much better than you guys. You guys are primitive. Don't even try to fight us. You guys are just going to be slaves. And she was just like, nope.
But what's her thing? I still don't know what her power is.
Unjust? It was, it was unjustice. She was like,
that sounds extremely bad.
she negates your ideals, I think, or your goals. Okay. So like if you say I want to make a sandwich, and I think she was like, so that's what you want to do, and then like I think she like makes that impossible.
Okay. I mean, if that's the case, then why do they even care if the Ragnarok happens and she can just unjust it?
Maybe that's too much. Or maybe they don't even want to see it.
They don't want to even test it. Yeah, they just don't want to test it. Okay. But I don't know if you saw, she freaking was on every mission low key when they were going over the results.
Yeah. I was surprised. A lot of them. I
thought they split up. And they're never going to get to the number one spot as long as she's there, because she's on like half of the missions all the time. Like, she's doing half of them. So I don't know. Maybe they'll figure out another way, but
I think the rest of the team was probably just way more efficient than Andy and Fuko. Yeah.
But that was the hardest one, they said. Spoil was the hardest. And that was the one they were going to like say, we're not going to try to do. But Andy was like, nah, I'm going to do this one because I want the points.
Which is weird that they would say they wouldn't try to do something because they're so close.
But the punishment wasn't... I don't think they felt like the punishment for not doing this one was as bad as the other ones.
Okay.
Because Galaxy, I ain't gonna lie, the Galaxy one, I was like, how could this be bad? I wasn't even like contemplating aliens showing up. I was thinking like it was gonna cause mass religious groups and stuff, which they kind of touched upon. They were like, now we have people who
astrology,
you know, astrology, and they, you know, people, you know, stuff like that. So that was I don't know, it's pretty cool, but that's creative. Like the author is really creative. It's also interesting because I was thinking about when she was drawing the moon. Remember, she was like, I put little stars, or she didn't call them stars, but she was like, I put these things in the space so the moon can have friends. And I was like, do they not have stars? That's what I was thinking. Well, I just didn't say anything because I was like, maybe it's just, you know, it just wasn't dark enough in that
area.
I
didn't think of that.
Because I'm like, why is she? Because she was like, what are those things by the moon? You don't remember that? When
No, I remember that. I just, you say that, I'm like, I didn't think of that.
And so it was literally just Earth and then the sun and the moon. And nothing else existed outside of space.
That's crazy. Mm.
But I don't know. That might not, because they went into space. They went into space when they fought Spoil. But I wasn't really looking to see if it was stars and stuff. I think it was just black. Out there? I don't know. It might have just been all black. But yeah. And then the one guy, he could get all the information, like put into his brain.
Yeah, I didn't get and that. When clones or something. I don't know what they were.
They're just normal people. They're just like, you know, they were saying negators don't get the information that everybody else gets when a punishment is put into the world, because to everybody it's just always been there, even though it just like happened. That's what they were saying, like, with the galaxy. They were saying everybody who's living on Earth right now would think this has always been a thing. But for negators, they know that this wasn't a thing. And the way for them to get information is to talk to, either to read books or to, you know, talk to the people who have the information. But the one guy, his thing is like, I got these people that are in the lab and they got all the information. I can just take all their information and it'll go to my brain and I'll know everything they know.
Okay. I didn't get the part where the negators
don't get that information.
Yeah.
They're exempt from, getting the... So that was pretty cool. I don't know. It's kind of like, why would you not tell them this the first day on the job? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a lot of information they're just leaving out. The first thing they do is a mission. They don't even say why they're doing a mission. They did let them know, like, there's consequences. Like, we get sins or punishments or whatever if we don't complete them. But they didn't explain, like, once we reach a certain amount of punishments, then the world just resets and a bunch of other stuff. But now we're learning, we're finding out. But it's like already halfway through the, you know, like, I think we're way more than halfway through the season, right?
I think we're only on like episode 9, right? Or 10.
Okay. How many episodes is it? It's supposed to be 20?
I think it's going to be 24, 23. Okay.
So. But like that's in, like this, I like the lore. I like the story that's building up.
Yeah, it's good. It's definitely good. And I don't think I really have much else. I think that's mostly what happened this episode.
Legit. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just surprised. The aliens got trashed like so fast.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of just walked into that one.
Yeah. But I was going to also say, being that there's other...
Oh, wait, and they said that no other aliens would challenge them.
Yeah, no other aliens ever showed up to Earth after that. So they sent a message, like a huge message, like, don't touch the Earth. Because we will fuck you up. But it's just kind of crazy that there aren't other negators in the universe.
Maybe there are. Because that's what I was thinking of. It's kind of hard for me to wrap my brain around. Like, if the galaxy was just created in that moment, like, were they always there, just not
present?
Present no, I in mean, their dimension, the... or did it just, like, get created?
But you know what's also crazy? That means they could technically get the galaxy and kill it because they got spoiled. Spoil was a UMA.
Yeah.
And they captured him, so could they capture the galaxy and put everything back to normal?
I guess they probably could.
So,
I don't know. Too big. It's too out there for me to think about right now. I think that's all I got for Undead this week.
Oh, and they needed another, they got that new spot, so now they can do the Ragnarok quest or something like that.
Oh, there was a like thing a secret... with repair.
Yeah, they wanted to get repair. Unrepair instead of who's the other one?
They wanted the other guy though,
or right? Unfix. Wait, no, unrepair and unsomething.
I'm gonna try to look for it real quick. But in the beginning of the episode, didn't he have him like tied up?
Yeah, and he was like making him bleed, but then he had like blood in his earrings, and he was like, "With my negation power, you'll never heal," or something like that.
Yeah, I forgot. What is the exact location? Unburn.
Oh, yeah, it was unburn and unrepair. And they were like, we want unrepair. Because it's... they didn't want unburn because it's like, we already beat the UMA burn. So does that mean every UMA has like a negator towards their thing?
Maybe. I don't know. They also made everyone's language the same.
Yeah, that was one of the... things they got. They got the location of unrepair, the exact location of two negators.
Oh, unseen. The universe.
Yeah, unseen was okay. The one that was getting tortured. But they were saying he might be dead.
Maybe.
Okay. Or they were saying somebody captured someone. Because who is this? Is this unrepair?
This is unrepair. They captured unseen.
But there's another group. Because he was like, I'm not going to let you go with those people.
I think he was talking about our group.
That's what I'm saying. So who's his group? Who's Unseen's group?
Oh, I don't know. Oops. Well, we're I'm about to go to work soon, and you didn't watch Kenshin, so I just had a couple questions because of Kenshin. If you had an alter ego, what would you want it to be?
I don't know. I don't think I would want an alter ego. That's low-key, basically, split personality disorder. I don't think I would want that.
But yeah, I'm saying you gotta choose. Like, what would you want? It could be anything. It could be a harmless alter ego.
Oh, if we're saying anything, then I guess be like a superhero or something. Or like a billionaire in secret. But then, I don't know. Like someone who secretly has... I guess control over important things that run the world, but nobody knows. I guess that would seem really stressful. I take that
you
back.
You went from have not want an alter ego to picking stuff that's so huge.
Yeah, I know, because like I wasn't thinking of it like that. I was thinking of it like because technically when you're a superhero like Spider-Man, his alter ego is Spider-Man, but he's Peter Parker, you know?
Yeah.
So I wasn't thinking of it like that. You know, like, let's say I have powers. I don't even think I would want to be a superhero, though, to be honest. I ain't gonna lie. Like, that's a lot of responsibility, and you don't get paid for it. But if you live in a society where superheroes make money, like My Hero, then, yeah, maybe. But probably like a superhero. Who would yours be?
If I had an alter ego, I feel like it would just be me, but, like, I would just, like, have a family in a different state somewhere. And I would just be like a
what the heck? You sound like, that sounds crazy. Oh yeah, I just got a secret family.
Like somewhere out in like Wyoming or something. Like I'd just be like a farmer. But I got a whole different
another
family.
It's just that family, but you don't have another one? You just...
No, I have my own like family I have now, but then I have like a wife and kids over there. And I'm like a farmer.
Okay.
I don't know. It's probably really elaborate, but like something like that. Or like I would want an alter ego with someone that's like, my alter ego is like a professional at something. Like a professional gymnast or like poker player or like artist or something. Like I would want it to be something
you have your regular
like
life.
Out there.
Like you're a secret artist, like one of those people that they don't know your face. They just see you. Like for instance, Deadmau5, but people know what he looks like now and stuff. But like you know, like Deadmau5, he's a DJ.
Oh, okay.
He's like a dude that has a mouse. Yeah, like Marshmallow, yeah. Like I think people know what he looks like now too. But like prior to that, you know, nobody knew what he looked like. He just made music. He was just really good and he would perform, but in person, like he could just go out and be himself because nobody, you know.
Yeah.
They don't know what he looks like without the mask. So yeah.
Or like Gage.
Oh, people don't know what he looks like?
Nope.
I saw that. I remember seeing that they were going to start making mangakas like show what they look like.
I saw that too. I don't know if that's actually going to be a thing. I feel they shouldn't have to do that. I don't know why they would need to do that. I'm pretty sure the only picture
that might not even be his real name.
Yeah, might not. A lot of them use aliases. I think the only picture of Gage out there, he did like. I don't know if it was like a signing or something. Mm-hmm. And he was out there, but he had a Mechamaru mask on.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Like, no one knows what he looks like. Trying to think. Oh, yeah. And when I said alter ego, I also forgot to mention, like, it would be, like, you wouldn't know that you're turning into that person. Like, it wouldn't be on purpose. Like, it would really be like a split personality type thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like one day I just like wake up and I'm like, oh shit, I'm Todd from Wyoming. And then I just like hop on a plane and
I need to go home
to my farm. No, but like it's like split personality.
You don't know.
So like
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
Like it's like a Kenshin like Andy Victor type thing.
Kenshin has a split personality disorder?
Well, I wouldn't say completely split personality, but in the episode that you are about to watch, when he fights, like he's
he transforms back into himself.
Of yeah,
Batosai,
yeah,
Batosai.
Or I could be like British, like I could. Like,
I mean, really... he has to get into that bag though. If he's fighting that dude, bro, he's gonna fucking die.
So yeah,
okay. Like,
they're fighting.
I thought you were saying that because the dude was faking being a police officer.
That's another thing, but that's more on purpose. That's more like a disguise than like an alter ego.
It's still an alter ego, though. He has a different name. He has a, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I think maybe I shouldn't say it's alter ego. Maybe split personality.
Yeah.
Because alter ego
we
is like more
on
purpose.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that. That's just ass.
But yeah, I gotta leave soon. Do you have any other things to add besides like the of the week stuff?
I was going to say, well, this is anime related, but did you get 2K?
Yeah, I spent all day downloading it.
Oh, okay. Damn, it took all day? I know it's 100 gigs.
Yeah.
All right.
It took a while.
If you get on today after work or something, we'll help you make your build.
Okay. I don't know if I'll get on today, but I'll let you know.
Okay. Whenever you get on, we'll help you make your build. But I was going to say, they have a huge sale going on Samsung. So like if you need a new monitor or whatever, if you have it was like military email, first responder, government official, education. So like if you have your like a school email or something like that, an old school email, if you sign up, you get put into their like program. It's like a something program, but basically they got this $2,100 monitor for $700. So that's how crazy the deals get on there.
Okay.
So if you're looking for anything, you know, Christmas is coming up. I don't know if you, you know, you want to be like, hey, you know, monitors on like basically 60% off. You know what I'm saying? You could, you know, so I don't know. But yeah, I'll send you the information and stuff. And I think it ends on the 17th or something. So you got some time. You got like basically a week, almost a week, if there's anything you want to look at. And the monitor is it's a G9 Odyssey. It's honestly a crazy like overkill monitor, I'm not gonna lie. But I'm thinking about buying it. Very impulsive decision, but it's like 60% off. So yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're out there, make sure you hop on that if you're looking for something for the holidays or gift or something. I'll look at it and see. Maybe I can get like a webcam or maybe like speakers or something.
Oh yeah, you
can probably have no speakers for my computer. Maybe something like that. So I'll look at it.
They also sell, you know, if you want more space for your PlayStation, they SSDs.
I saw those in the store. I was surprised they had those.
So yeah.
Like, where do you even hook a SSD?
You just, you take off the, panel, and then it's two screws. You just unscrew them and then you plug them in.
Oh, okay.
And then you screw it down and that's it. And you get way more storage.
That's interesting. I saw those in Walmart the other day. I was like, SSDs for PS5. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay. What was your episode of the week?
Episode of the week? Oh, definitely would have to be JJK. The second half.
Yeah.
When Yuji was getting his ass beat, I'm just like, all right, bro. All this damn whining and shit, man.
I have one more thing about JJK. Because I started thinking about all the people that have died / maybe dead. And I was thinking about the people that killed them. And I was like, the only people who have
Mahito
killed anyone is Mahito, Gojo, and Sukuna.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, pretty I'm much. Sorry. And Toji.
Who did Toji kill?
Dagon, the fish.
Oh, spirit, yeah.
The sea spirit. But I was just thinking about that. I was like, dang, like.
He also killed the old lady.
That's true. He did.
And her fake nephew, her fake grandson, who she kidnapped.
Yeah. And like the only...
I ain't gonna lie. That's a crazy, like, she was just kidnapping kids and saying, yeah, I'm your grandma. Like, what the
heck? It was like the girl from Malevolent Spirits. Another Malevolent Spirits reference. Just keeps going. But yeah, I was just thinking about that. I was like, dang, like no one else is like beating anyone.
Yeah.
Like Nanami beat the blonde hair guy, but he wasn't actually beaten.
Yeah, because his curse technique saved his life.
Gojo and Megumi, not Gojo. Yuji and Megumi beat the short guy.
Yeah, they didn't kill him though.
No. Nah. Yuji did kill that locust spirit in the beginning. But
is that really killing? Or is that just exercising? Because they come back.
Exercising, I guess. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, finish people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, beat people. And that's not even, like, a main character. Like, that was just, like, a random spirit.
Yeah. That we thought was filler.
Yeah. That's how random it was. So... I don't know, man. I need to see someone else beat somebody. Besides Gojo. Is Gojo and Toji and Sukuna the only people that can kill people? We're running out of people to kill
at
this point. I guess we'll see. My episode animation of the week were JJK. Probably moment of the week, too. With Toto showing up. But Kenshin was pretty good this week. As well,
I'm gonna check it out.
Was bad. It was good.
I'm gonna check it out.
And Undead was also very good. And that alien part is easily a contender for moment of the week for me as well.
But
yeah,
yeah, that was pretty awesome. I'm not gonna lie.
They look like the Shredder from Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that's exactly what he looked like. The Shredder, exactly like the Shredder.
It was probably a direct reference, honestly, because he also had SpongeBob, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Is Shredder an alien, though?
No, he's not an alien. He just looked like Shredder.
He's just a human. that doesn't want the turtles to be alive, right?
I don't know what his deal is. I know he doesn't like the turtles. I don't know if they just get in his way or what. I haven't watched Ninja Turtles in so long.
Did you? I want to see the movie, the new movie.
The animated?
Well, yeah.
They're all animated probably, but the new, the one that looks kind of like Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
I heard it was.
People said it was good.
Yeah, I heard it was good. But I haven't. Did it go to. It probably went to theaters, but is it out? Did it ever release?
I think it is on streaming services.
Okay. I used to love Ninja Turtles. Those live action ones, they're okay. I like the animated, like TMNT, like the old one, and then the really, really old one that was animated. I used to watch on like the DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Those were good. But yeah, I think that's all I got. If you made it this far, thank you for listening. We only got like 3 more weeks of JJK left. And I think Kenshin and Undead are going to keep going. Do you know, like, how do you want to do the, because you said you wanted to read the manga, right? For JJK?
Yeah. I was going to read the manga and just catch up because I'm like, bruh, I ain't going to lie. I'm trying to see, bro. I'm trying to see.
What's I want to see too. And I don't mind skipping forward.
I don't mind. I feel like the anime would take a while. Yeah, like, bro, I wanna know what's going on. I wanna know what's going on.
Well, like, how do you wanna do it? Do you wanna do it like we go up to this chapter and talk about it, or do you just wanna read it all the way through and try to talk about all of it? Because it's like we're like 100 chapters away. From where they're at? Yeah.
Damn. We could do like what, 3 chapters, 4 chapters a week?
Probably. I mean, I'll probably say
you can read one chapter in like
ten
minutes, less than that.
I'd probably say like 10-15 easily. I mean, realistically, I could read the whole thing probably like a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Like 100 chapters, I don't know, like 10 to 15 a week, just so it doesn't get super hazy. Because by the time you get to regular times, you're not going to remember chapter 50, 40 that you read, probably. Whatever. Excited for tomorrow's episode. And I think that is it. Peace out.
Peace.